This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Cabinet has approved the opening of 85 new Kendriya Vidyalayas, KVs, across the country and the expansion of the existing Kendriya Vidyalaya in Shivamoga, Karnataka, by adding two additional sections in all the classes. The total estimated requirement of funds is 5,872.08 crore rupees. Briefing media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the opening of these new KVs will provide an opportunity for around 82,560 students to receive affordable, high-quality education across the nation. This decision will lead to the creation of 5,388 regular posts. The minister also announced that 28 new Navodaya Vidyalayas will be opened in the uncovered districts of the country under the Navodaya Vidyalaya scheme. This will benefit over 15,680 students and lead to the creation of 1,316 regular posts. The approved amount for the creation of the new Navodaya Vidyalayas is 2,360 crore rupees. The cabinet also approved the Ritala-Kundli corridor of the Delhi Metro Phase 4 project, consisting of 26.463 kilometers. Mr. Vaishnav said it will further enhance connectivity between the national capital and neighboring Haryana. Mr. Vaishnav said with this, Delhi Metro will become one of the largest metro networks in the world. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Northeast holds immense potential to propel the country's growth. He added that the 21st century belongs to the East, to the Asia and to India. Mr. Modi underscored that several Northeastern cities have huge potential similar to other big cities in the country. The Prime Minister was speaking after inaugurating the Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Highlighting the importance of the Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav, Mr. Modi said this is the first and unique event which will open huge investment opportunities in the Northeastern states. He added that the government is connecting the Northeast with the trinity of emotion, economy and ecology. The Prime Minister added that the Northeast had a major role to play in the solutions that yesterday's India wants to give to the world related to healthy lifestyle and nutrition. Both houses of Parliament were adjourned till Monday following a uproar on different issues. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned after a ruckus by the Treasury bench members on the issue of the cash row, while the Lok Sabha was adjourned amidst protests by opposition members on BJP MP Nishikant Dubey's allegation against leader of the opposition Rahul Gandhi and other Congress leaders. The BJP took a dig at Congress following the recovery of a bundle of currency notes from the bench of party MP Abhishek Manu Singhvi in the Rajya Sabha chamber. Talking to the media after Parliament, the party's spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi said the Congress leaders have so much money that they do not even bother to account for the money left behind. Meanwhile, Mr. Singhvi clarified that he only carries one 500 rupee note when he goes to the upper house. He said on Thursday his total stay in the house was 3 minutes, adding that he finds it bizarre that even such issues are being raised. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has assured that the government will fix the minimum support price at more than 50% of the production cost and also procure the produce from farmers. During question hour in the Rajya Sabha, Mr. Chauhan emphasized that Congress had previously denied farmers the minimum support price for their crops. He highlighted that in contrast, the central government has consistently increased the MSP over the last decade. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri is scheduled to visit Bangladesh for Foreign Office consultations on the 9th of this month. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said this is part of India's structured interactions with the Bangladesh side. He said Mr. Misri will discuss all issues of mutual interest with his Bangladesh counterpart. In the Border Gavaskar Trophy Test cricket, host Australia were 86-1 at stumps against India on day one of the second test at Adelaide yesterday. They still trail by 94 runs in the pink ball test. And that is the end of this news bulletin.